This wooden box is at least 60 years old because it belonged to my father when he was a boy. And I think he used to put treasures in it. It might look like just a wooden lockbox, but it's really a treasure box. And when I was a boy, he gave it to me. So I think every boy should have a treasure box. Something that you have that's so special and secret and secure so that you can collect treasures and put in it. So I've had this since I was a boy. It has the same combination lock on it that my dad gave me and taught me how to use. And throughout my life, I've put special treasures in it. And I want to share some of them with you today. Right on top, I have some letters from my confirmation. Some beautiful affirmations and letters from my family and a few of my friends. And I keep those affirmations very, very close. I have a prayer journal here that I've used some years ago and some spiritual things that I've been able to speak and receive from the Lord. I have my baptism candle, the candle I received or that my parents and godparents received some 38 years ago. And I keep this in my treasure box. I've got my grandpa's retirement watch from Chessie System Railroad, a treasure for me. When he passed on, this was given to me. I've got another pocket watch here that belonged to one of my relatives, and we got it working at once, but I think it's dead at this point, but still something really special. I've got some pocket knives in here that have been passed down to me, and the real treasure. I've got a wallet in here full of $2 bills. That's some real treasure right there. Some coins that I would collect when I was a kid. I've got some real good stuff in here. Some things that have been really meaningful to me throughout my life. At one point, I had some rifle shells in here, some spent shells that were fired at my grandpa's graveside service, honoring him for his naval service in World War II. I've got some prayer cards in here from different funerals of relatives and friends. Real treasures to me. Some of them real beautiful memories, inspiring memories, good memories that I hold in here. But some tough ones too, like those spent rifle shells. I remember to this day what it sounded like when they pierced the sky and to see my family cry and those funeral cards from family members and friends. I've got some good memories in here. I've got some sad memories in here too, some miserable ones. But I keep this box as a reminder of the treasure that was passed on to me from my father and that now I have and maybe I'll pass on one day to one of my nephews. And I think a treasure box like this is not just something that I have on the outside, but it's something that I think each of us has on the inside as well. Each of us has sort of a lockbox like this, right inside of us. And I would call it the human heart. Not the fleshy, physical human heart that beats blood and keeps our body alive, but the inner core of what's most treasured in us. And we store things in that deep, inmost place of our souls. We store good things in there. We store difficult things in there, even miserable things in there. And it's locked up. We don't share it with very many people. We only share it with the Lord or maybe a few close friends, maybe a spouse. Maybe there's things in here that we don't share with anybody. We lock it up. And like I said, my dad gave me this box and he gave me the lock on it too. So two people have access to this box. Me and my dad. He knows the combination to it. So my dad could find what I've stored in that box, the treasures that I've hidden away. And I think in the same way, that box inside of us, the human heart, We have access to it, but the Father has access to it as well. He has the combination. He actually made that lockbox of our human heart. And so he doesn't need to come through with a combination of sorts, but he can walk right into it. And the Father has shared everything with his Son. So Jesus, the Son of the Father, can come right into that heart as well. And that was the image I saw in our gospel today of Jesus appearing to the disciples behind locked doors. They had locked themselves in that room out of fear. They had seen our Lord crucified. They had seen him buried. At this point, they've now seen him risen from the dead, but they're still hidden in that upper room 8 days later with the doors locked. They were locked in there with good memories, memories of our Lord and the times of ministry that they had experienced with him, the healings, the resurrections, all of those good memories they were storing in that upper room locked away. But they were locked in there with miserable memories too. The sadness of saying goodbye to their friend. The tragedy it was to be rejected by friends and family having followed Jesus as his closest disciples and his companions. They were locked into that room with happiness, yet also with misery. And our Lord today, on that first Divine Mercy Sunday, once Thomas had rejoined the group, he comes in behind those locked doors and he speaks peace. He says, "Peace be with you." He speaks mercy on them for denying him, mercy for forgetting him and turning their backs on him. He speaks mercy and love and compassion. He comes in where they had locked themselves, and he speaks this beautiful message of reconciliation. And that's why we celebrate this on Divine Mercy Sunday, because the Lord comes to each of us in this feast too. He comes to us in our misery, and he meets us with his mercy. He comes to those deepest recesses of our hearts, those places where only we and perhaps the Father know about. And he comes to speak peace and liberation to those places. I was thinking of a word to describe this, and the closest thing I could come to was the word amnesty. Maybe you've heard that word before. Amnesty. It's a complete obliteration of anyone's crimes, any penalties that would be held against a person for criminal actions. If they are granted amnesty, it's all obliterated. It's forgiven. It's forgotten. That word amnesty even has the same root as the word amnesia. And that's what our Lord chooses to do with us when he forgives us. He chooses not just to keep our miserable things locked away in us, forgotten to the world, but he chooses to remove them completely, absolutely, into oblivion. This is a feast of amnesty. It's a feast where our sins and our dark places and all those miserable things that we've locked away might be forgotten and lost in the unfathomable mercy of Jesus. Of course, St. John Paul II inaugurated this feast some years ago from visions that a Polish nun, Sister Faustina Kowalska, now St. Faustina, had in the early 20th century. Our Lord appeared to St. Faustina and gave her this beautiful message of mercy. And one line that always sticks out to me is something she writes in her diary, that the greater the sinner, the greater right he has to my mercy. It doesn't matter how much we've sinned, even if we've locked away lots of stuff into our lockbox. Our Lord says to Faustina, the greater that person has a right to my mercy. The message of divine mercy is available and it's real for us today. This image that we have here on the side of our sanctuary of Jesus in his divine mercy proclaims that same truth that was proclaimed to the disciples 2,000 years ago, that we can come to him for forgiveness, for complete restitution and reconciliation, that we can bring him the miserable parts of our hearts so that we would be forgiven and made clean. The message goes forward that those who confess their sins and receive Holy Communion on this weekend or a few days on either side of it will be completely forgiven. There's nothing remaining in that storehouse of our hearts if we bear it all to the Lord in his mercy. And so this is the message I want to invite you into today. As we celebrate the joy of these Easter days, our risen Lord who is here and ready to be with us, he's available to us just as this lockbox is available to my Father and to me. So our hearts would be available to the Father, to Jesus, his Son, that we would receive that mercy today. And so I ask you to repeat with me three times, Jesus, I trust in you. 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 Jesus,